Baisai, the Shia tonight is being sponsored by a good chaver, Reb Chaim Mermerstein, the Mishpacha of Lishbas, his kosher, the father of David, Ben Reb Chaim Yitzchak, of Shalom. Shalom is a Maluch Canadian and Aliyah. Shkoyach Gadol to the Shiva coming on such a cold, snowy, icy night. And Kodesh Baruch Hu should bench him with all that he needs.
Shkoyach, Reb Mendel, and everybody, he said everybody would say, everybody would listen on to the Shia, and the Esha Torah, I said over this Shabbos that it says that Kol Ha, the Mishnah says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Kol Ha'oy Metchias Ha'meisim Eina Min HaTere Harei Zeh Koyfe Beker. Rashi says, what does it mean, Kol Ha'oy Metchias Ha'meisim Eina Min HaTere Harei Zeh Koyfe Beker? Rashi says, if you agree that there is such a concept of Tchias Ha'meisim, but you say there's no remez in the Torah, you're a Koyfer Beker. They say over from the Chiddush Harim, the Sfasemis brings on numerous occasions from his grandfather, Chiddush Harim, that the Chiddush Harim said, Kol Ha'oymer, Ein Tchias Ha'meisim in HaTorah. Anybody who says that the Torah doesn't have the power to create Tchias Ha'meisim, this is a Koyfer Beker. People who learn Torah are margish in their bones, that whatever mood you're in and whatever situation you find yourself in, and sometimes down, almost like a marshal to a misa, like you feel down and out. Kol ha'omer she'ein tchias ha'meisim in ha'Torah, that the Torah can somehow give you at least a feeling of chayis, harei zeh koyfer beker. So no matter what the obstacles are, when it comes to tchias ha'meisim, you have to do whatever you can to try to get chayis. What does a person not do for a little life? So we'll talk a little bit on a sugya over here. In Masechtas Shvuos Daf Lamed Hey Omid Beis, the sugya of Mechikas Hashem. The Gemara comes into this sugya through a Mishnah that when you make a shvua, you have to mention Hashem Hashem, Shvuah B'Shem Hashem. And the Gemara addresses what's called Hashem Hashem in order to affect a shvua. So the Gemara says, after the Gemara going into what's called the Shem and not, at the first wide line, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Kol HaTofel Shem, Bein Milafonov, Bein Milahachrov, Harei Zeh Nimchak. The Gemara goes in, once we're saying that there's such a concept of a Shem Hashem, what is something that's connected to the Shem Hashem? However, it's connected to the Shem Hashem, but it's connected to the Shem. Either before the shame and after, does not have the halacha of a shem, and you could be moichik the shem. We're soon going to address where do you know the source that is that you're not allowed to erase a shem Hashem. We're going to see the posik and we'll go through it. But whatever that din is, you're not allowed to erase the shem Hashem, but you're allowed to erase something before the shame and after. The Gemara says lefonov ketzad. So the Gemara says, Lefonov is La Hashem. When the Torah says La Hashem, or the Torah says Ba Hashem, the Beis, or Va Hashem, the Vov, Me Hashem, She Hashem, Ha Hashem, is all Nimchak. Ke Hashem is Nimchak. Anything that's used as a letter or an expression connected to the Shem Hashem, but it's before the Shem, that's Nimchak. That's not Nimchak. Achar Hashem, the Gemara goes through a whole thing. Eloikeinu, Eloikeihem, Eloikeichem. Achar, that's what the Gemara, even that you could erase. So if let's say a Sefer wrote by mistake, La Hashem, La Hashem, and it was not supposed to be La Hashem in the Sefer Torah. He's allowed to erase the Lamed. The Shem Hashem, he's not allowed to erase. If he wrote Eloikeichem and he wants to change the Shem Hashem, the Chof Mem, he's allowed to erase the Chof Mem. Acherim Oimrim, La'achrav Einoi Nimchak, Shekfar Kitshu Hashem. Anything after the Shem, Eloikeichem, Eloikeinu, those dinim, you're not allowed to erase after. So that's the Acherim, and we paskin like the Acherim. We paskin that the halacha is anything which is prior to the Shem Hashem, La Hashem, Ba Hashem, you're allowed to erase. anything that's after the Shem Hashem, you're not allowed to erase. When the Rambam brings down this halacha, the Rambam says, Harei, the lashon of the Rambam is in Perik, let's see where it is, Perik Vav Hilchis Yisoidei HaTorah Halacha, I think Halacha Gimel, the right, I didn't put it in the Maror Makemis, but Perik Hei Halacha Gimel, Chol Advar, is it Perik Hei, which one? Looking here. Perik Vav, I'm sorry. Perik Vav. I'm so used to the Yachikah that doing Perik Hei. So the Rambam says at the end, anything that's written after the Shem, it's Harei Hu Kishem Atzmai. Anything that's after the Shem is as if it's the Shem itself, and you're not allowed to erase it. So someone once walked into the house of the Briskerov. It happens to be, it was a Gvaldik at Tzaddik, it was a Revelvel Chechik. And he asked the Briskerov, this was the case that was presented to him. Someone wrote Yud Kei Vav Kei, he was writing a Sefer Torah, and he wrote Yud Kei Vav Kei in the Sefer Torah. But when he was writing it, I don't know what the reason was, it ended up, it was a much bigger ksav than the rest of the line. Now meanwhile, this Sefer was writing a Mehudah Dika Sefer Torah, and he wanted to get a good price for it. But he said, now it doesn't look nice. The line is written, a certain font, and then the Yud Kei Vav Kei is a little bigger. He brought it in and he said, it's kosher. The Sefer said, it's kosher, but it's not nice. So he asked him, what do you want to do? So he said he wants to trim the Yud Kei Vav Kei. He's going to leave it there. He's just going to trim down the Yud with a razor, trim down the Hay, trim down the Vav, and then afterwards trim down the Hay. So the Briskerov, and I photostated it, I copied it in the Maror Makemis. So Revelvel Chechik came into the Briskerov.
Why should that be a problem?
So, why should it be a problem? And the Briskerov answered him, Dr. Briskerov, awesome! You're not allowed to do it. Why would the top of the Yud or the top of the Hay be worse than Eloi Keinu? If we learned in the Gemara today that anything that's connected to the Shem is automatically the Shem Hashem. This for some reason that what's before the Shem, which we're going to have to address, doesn't have that din. But there is a din that anything that's connected to the Shem Hashem acquires the Shem Hashem, and therefore it has a din of non-mechika. Frey de Briskerov, if the Nun Vov of Eloi Keinu has the Kedush Hashem, how could the top of the Yud or the top of the Hay be worse than that? Zok de Briskerov, therefore he would think that the halacha would be that you're not allowed to be moichik it. The Yid told him, I hear what the Briskerov is saying. He came back and he said, aber minchas chinuch steht nicht da sei. Because the minchas chinuch in mitzvah tof lamed zayin writes like this, v'nira, Dal kolponim einoi chayiv rak b'mochak ois. Oi mekalkel Hashem legamri. Oi denikre shem acha. Abel b'mochak tzas min ois. Va'adai in ois niker. Kigoin shehoi ha ois oruch oi rochu v'kotzroi. Va'adai in tzuras ha ois olov. Loi havi moichik. That's not called mechik. Tos says there's a machlekes. The Briskerov holds that anything that's part of the Shem Hashem, and you're trimming it, so that ink that's part of the Yud or the Hay or the Vav and the Hay is also part of the Shem Hashem, and therefore it's not worse than in the Polim L'Shem, and therefore you can't be Moichik it, and the Michas Chinuch learns not. It happens to be the Briskerov brought a Raya from a Tur of Bis Yosef in Yerideya, that the Tur of Bis Yosef says, In Yeridei Hilchas Sefer Torah Soif Simereish Ayin Vav, that is a case. It says Yesh Boy Devek Ba'osius Hashem. Let's say when the Sefer wrote Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Vav got connected to the Hay. So at the end, it got a little bit connected. So the Machab, the Tur Paskins, Yesh Legoyre Roy, you're allowed to erase it, And Zokta Beis Yosef, Afal Pi the Esha Zara Lamoichik Hashem, Ho Tikin Hu Vishari. Because now it's going to be a kosher Hashem Hashem. Since now you're making it kosher for the Sefer Torah, that's why it's allowed. Zokta Priskarov, why do you have to come on to Tikkun? This is garnished. It's Yud Kei Vav Kei without it. So therefore, you're being meichik. What's the problem? You're just trimming the Shem. Zokta Priskarov, we see clearly, at least Lefi Havanosai, that Yud Kei Vav Kei, even if you want to trim the Yud and the Hay and the Vav and the Hay, would be the halacha that it would be not worse than Nitpolim L'Shem. And since it would not be worse than Nitpolim L'Shem, you cannot trim the Yud Kei Vav Kei in order to do it. So we have a machlokes, the Minchas Chinuch and the Briskerov in such a situation, if you could trim down the letter or not. And the Briskerov seems to be bringing a very strong raya that at least the Tur and the Beis Yosef, at least the Beis Yosef, would agree with the Briskerov. And he would hold that you would not be allowed to do with them. So we want to be ma'ayin. What's the machlekes? And how would we answer according to the Minchas Chinuch, the raya from the Beis Yosef, according to that? And Gimel, that's up to be mazmer a machlekes, to answer up what would be the raya from the Beis Yosef. And Gimel, to answer what the Rambam added, v'harei hu kishem atzmai. What? You don't want to be ma'ayin nitpolum l'shem. What was that additional zinger that the Rambam wants to add? For Harehu Kishem Atzmoy. What does the Rambam mean? That is Harehu Kishem Atzmoy. If there's a din of the poem.
Yeah, but if it's a real mechika, why is the din that just because it's a ticking, you have to do it? Who says
that? Oh, because that goes in. I hear. What? Wait. You're asking in general. You're asking in the Beis Yosef. What would be the?
If the Beis Yosef really means that would be us, Abi Din.
Okay, I just want to add one more addendum. I saw it once, there's a sefer, but now I saw it's even freer dicker. But I have a fondness in my heart, because it was a Yid in the Borough Park, it was one of the greatest Talmid HaChachamim who lived there in Brooklyn, was the Radziner Rebbe, Rabbi Yerucham Leiner, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Livracha. He was a Rebbe many years ago. He died in 1960, in the early 60s, 64. And Rabbi Yerucham Leiner, he was my sandik, happens to be. And he wrote a sefer that they just recently republished called Teferes Yerucham. In Parshas Re'eh, on Teferes Yerucham, he brings this Minchas Chinuch, not the Briskerov, but he brings the Minchas Chinuch about trimming the Yud Kei Vav Kei down. Are you allowed to? And he says, V'yesh la'ayin, chatzi shir osim min atayim. He says, L'cheire, if you're not allowed to do an Isser, so the machik of the whole Shem. Over here, at least you're being machik, part of the Shem. It should be worse than chatzi shir, osim min atayim. He says, V'yesh la'ayin. Well,
if it's a shir.
Yeah, what? So what would be the answer to that question? Why would it not be chatzi shir by erasing part of it, which I'm going to come back maybe later to answer as an aside. So I want to say it like this. In order to come to this shaila, we have to go back to really to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Lifnei, you're not allowed. You're allowed to erase. L'kulam, according to everybody. La Hashem, Ba Hashem, Ka Hashem, you're allowed to erase. Eloi Keinu, Eloi Keichem, that you're not allowed to erase. What is the difference? So the Gemara says a reason. Shekvar Kitshoi Hashem. Because already Kitshoi Hashem. The Ritva, which I photostated here, the Ritva is in Masechta Shavuos, right there on the Gemara Daf Lamed Hei Omid Beis, on the bottom of the first column. He says, "Einoi nimchak lefi shekvar kitshu shomayim." That's a very interesting girsa in general. Shekvar kitshu shomayim, or is it shekvar kitshu Hashem? It looks like there's different girsas. Zok the Ritva Hilchas Kacherim. Let me explain what the Ritva says. Someone mentioned to the Ritva says, it's really toluy when it was written. He's reading the words of the Gemara. When you write La Hashem, when you wrote the Lamed, there wasn't a Shem Hashem yet. So the Shem Hashem never was Niskadish. So therefore, it's Lamed. Now you added Hashem. B'shas Ksiva, it wasn't Kodesh. When you wrote Hashem, Elokei Nu, there was already Elokei. So you already attached the Nun Vav to Elokei. The Poskim say that according to the Ritva. So what happens if you wrote it backwards? You wrote Hashem, and then you added the Lamed. Would it be good? Then according to him, there would be no distinction between La'achrov and Lefonov. There would be no distinction between La'achrov and Lefonov. And therefore, the Gemara is really inconclusive. The Gemara is using the wrong descriptive term. The Gemara is saying, Lefonov La'achrov. It has nothing to do with Lefonov La'achrov. It has to do with, and the Gemara goes out of its way, La'Hashem, Ba'Hashem, Ka'Hashem. The Gemara spends two lines describing it. The Gemara should have said it should be tied chronologically when you write it, and if you write it before, if you write it after. So some place can say from this Ritva would be a raya that you're not allowed to write the Lamed after you wrote Hashem because it goes into the halachas of Kisidron. So therefore, the Ritva is saying it's impossible to write it before it be after because it wouldn't be that way. But it doesn't seem much like that in the Ritva. And the Ritva would learn it's tied to when you wrote it. If you wrote it before, then there is a din. If you wrote it, then it's mutter to be moichik. If you wrote it after, then it is usher to write it. However, other poskim, and I just took one of them. What?
You write it simultaneously?
Oh, we'll have to see later about simultaneously. But I have something about that. But now there's another halacha. There's other poskim, and I just took one of them, the Machna Chaim. But it's also the Avnei Nezer and the Divrei Chaim, others, they argue on the Ritva. And they say it has nothing to do with when you write it. Vanirulani is daiti, he writes, that it's Pashut, that when you write Elokei Nu, you're describing and changing the Shem Hashem. When you say Elokei Nu, it's a different, there's a Shem Hashem. And then now you're qualifying the Shem Hashem. You're saying Elokeinu. It's not something, a verb, to Hashem, from Hashem. That's a separate letter. That letter is like a different word. It's describing something you're going to do to Hashem, from Hashem. Elokeinu is describing Hashem. So he says, therefore, Achar Hashem is part of the Shem. Mashem came before the Shem, is separate and distinct, and therefore there's a din of mechikas. He says there's nothing to do with if you wrote it before, if you wrote it after. It has to do with the Shem Hashem, with how attached it is. La'achrov is more connected to the Shem Hashem or not. So I wanted to say, what's the hesber of this machlekes? What's the hesber of this machlekes? If it's the Ritva held, as long as it's connected to the Shem Hashem, there would be a din mechika. So just telling you, it doesn't get the Kedusha if it's written after, if it's written before. The other Achrayim are learning, no. The other Poskim are learning, it's totally not tied to that. And it's tied to if it's written after. So just the Chazar over to holding till here. He said that the Halacha is, La'achrav yinalav b'moichik. The Briskarov learned, you're not allowed to trim the ice. The Mechaz Chinuch, and he says, the Briskarov of Sposh Dusvara, when you trim the ice, it's like Nitpolim. It's like as good as, it can't be worse than Elokeinu. And according to the Mechaz Chinuch, he says it is worse. The Mechaz Chinuch says, for some reason, you're allowed to trim the Yud Kei Vav Kei, as long as it's not Nitpolim L'Shem. And we asked, what's the Hezbrim would arrive from the Torbis, yes. And then we have this Machlekes of what it would be called after or not. In order to do this, I'd like everybody who's here to open up a Chumash. If you have a Chamisha Chum Shetayra, if not, take it out from the shelf there. It's very kedai. And I always like to be magdim when I say this. In order to say this, the reason I'm telling you to take out a Chumash, because it's hard to explain it. We're looking at Bereishis Memches, the first parasha of Vayechi. It's Pasuk Gimel. Very hard to explain, but I always make a hagdama to this before I do this. You know, I learn Baruch Hashem every morning. I learn Chulin with an oilum. Then you learn Shulchan Aruch. It's unbelievable. You learn Chedusha B'Kivega. It looks like chickens were brought to B'Kivega. And I always clarify, I'm not sure. I have a good question. were Lamdashi chickens brought to Rabbi Kivayga, and that's why it turns into Svek Sveka with Chazoka, or did Rabbi Kivayga make every chicken Lamdash? I'm never sure exactly what happened. But if it's the first way, I would say the Eibishter is Shoyme Mishmeres Yisrael, Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishoker. The Eibishter Nula Daira Daira is here, even in Brooklyn we'll be learning Chavish of Kivayga. The Eibishter sent Lamdash chickens from Kivayga, and therefore there should be a Shaila of a Svek Sveka with a Chazoka, with Eibim Manachai, Machskim Islis. Such a Sefer Torah came to Rabbi Kivayga, which Mamish Eibishta sent a Sefer Torah to Rabbi Kivayga. That's Mamish Mabla Larayim. Look at Pasi Gimel in Perik Memches. Vayoymel Yankov El Yosef El Shaddai Nirei Lai Beluz Beretz Kanan Vayavarachos. The Sefer Torah came to Rabbi Kivayga and it said it this way. Vayoymel Yankov Aleph Lamed Shakai. Nirei libelos. And they brought a Sefer Torah to Kveg. Kveg said, okay, where's the Sefer? He said, this is not Sefer, the Sefer. He said, oh, the Sefer Torah, we just got it. We don't know what a Sefer is. So they asked Kveg, what should they do? Could they erase this Aleph Lamed? They'll erase Yaakov Aleph Lamed. They'll make it a little smaller. And then they'll write in Yankiv El Yosef Kael Shakai. So Kveg said, you can't do it. Because maybe when the Sefer wrote, Vayoymer Yankov, he went out for a coffee break, he forgot to write El Yosef, and he wrote Kael Shakai. So the Aleph Lamed is now Kael. Maybe it's Kael. So the guy said, oh, so it's Kael. So maybe it's Kael. So he said, you know what I'll do? I'll make a little, I don't know how they call them in English, like a little arrow up. And I'll make a little arrow up. It says, Vayomer Yankov El Yosef. So I'll put in Yosef Kale. So now it will become Vayomer Yankov. The Aleph Lamed will become El Yosef Kale. No problem. So let's say it was El. No, so now he's writing El. He's writing over Kale. It says, Vayomer Yankov Aleph Lamed Shakai. He's going to put in after the Aleph Lamed Yosef Kale. Yeah, Yosef Kale.
He could be changing the Kale to
an
L.
Oh, he's talking about Kivayga. He can't do it. Because the reason he can't do it is because he's making, possibly, from a Kale, an L. Und das kann er nicht tun. So you're going to be over Mechikas Hashem. You're going to be over Mechikas Hashem. I just thought it was Kivayga. Because if not, what would be the Yisr? What would be the Yisr? So Kivayga, you cannot write up, what is that called in English when you make an arrow? I don't even know what it's called. Yeah. So whatever, you put it up and you say you put it in the Bein Hashitin and you're able to do it. So to Kveg, no, you'll be having Mechikas Hashem because you're going to make possibly from a Kale an L. And to make from a Kale an L, you're not allowed to, and that would be Mechika. When I read this, Rebbe Kveg, so Kveg had no Eitzah.
Put El Yosef in there.
What?
Put El Yosef in that space.
No, but then it's not Kale. Then it might not be Kael Makudish.
Oh, because the next one.
Yeah, you don't know if the Kael is Makudish.
But how do you read? I understand right that you'd be reading the Kael, which is Makudish, as an L.
Right. What's wrong with that?
Even if it's not Mechika, how can you do it?
What? What's wrong with reading it wrong?
Because you're not reading the word which.
Oh, you're saying along this that it's not Niteichak Sav, it has a different word. If anything, okay, you're saying it from reading. We'll have to see if that. He's saying, Rabbi Kveg is saying it's a Mechik. What kind of machika? I didn't touch the ice. I didn't go next to the ice. I'm about 10 miles away from the ice. How in the world am I over machika? Now the Teretz is as I. The Avona from Rabbi Kivayga is that we have a mistake in Machikas Hashem. There is nothing wrong with erasing Hashem Hashem. And if you really turn, you see it in the Psukim. Where do we learn out that machika is aser? Where do you learn out that mechika is also? Loisasim came la Hashem alekechem. It's a pasuk in Parshas Re'ei that the pasuk tells us in Parshas Re'ei, Perik Yud Beis pasuk Dalit. In Perik Yud Beis pasuk Dalit, in Dvorim, you know the Chamishuchim Shetere. Perik Yud Beis pasuk Dalit. Yeah. Loisasim came la Hashem alekechem. That's a beautiful pasuk, but you're reading the pasuk really out of context. What does the pasuk say before? Nini tatzdem es bizbechaisam, vishi baltem es matzei veisam, vashreyem tisofum beish, upsile eloheyem tigadeun. Now, v'ibaritem es shimom min amokim ahu, v'ma'abed Hashem. Apoloisasum came Hashem alaykum. So what are you not allowed to do? Bringing up Machikas Hashem from this pasuk. What are you not allowed to do? To be ma'abit. Don't say erase. To be ma'abit. Ibaritom es shimon. Min amokim ahu. So now, loisasum came. It's not about destruction of destroying the shame. It's being ma'abit the shame. There's an ibud. You have to make the shame lost. Doesn't say anything about machika. You're not allowed to be v'ibaritom. You can't make the shem. You have to make them to be forgotten. This should be forgotten. Mechikas Hashem is in context. Mechikas Hashem is that they should not. You should not make the shem not here. It's not about the ink. It's not holiness in the ink. It's v'ibaritom es shemom mitachas haShemayim lo isasum kein l'Hashem alekeichem. Don't make the shame Hashem forgotten. Now it's gone. So to Reb Kiveger, the Havona for Reb Kiveger is, I don't care if you don't erase it. That's not the Yisoy, that's not the principle. The principle is, you're making it not legible and readable as a shame Hashem. If it's not legible and readable as a shame Hashem, you are over Mechika. Because Mechika is not some sort of magical Kedusha that's in the ink. It's in the legibility of the Shem Hashem. And if you read it, if you made it now that you're going to read it different, somehow you altered the Shem Hashem, and you are either v'ibadatam es shemom loisasun keim Hashem alikechem. And therefore, if you change from Kael to El in the context, you were over mechikas Hashem. And therefore, the halacha would be that you'd be over Allah, according to Reb Kiveger. This Reb Kiveger is really l'shitasai. In the old days, they used to read and learn from a Sefer Torah with wax candles. And the wax would fall on the Sefer Torah. And then you'd read a different parasha. Kiveiga has a very strong tzad that Sefer Torah, as long as the ink is on it, is possible.
The wax,
is on it, is possible. The reason it's possible, Fregen Andere, why is it possible? It's there. It's just covered by wax. I wasn't moichik the Shem. Bishlem, if you erase it, you erase it. Bishlem, if you write with ink, you put a glob of ink on top of it, that is erasing it, because it's not here anymore. Here, it's here. It's just there's another material that's on top of it.
If you take off the wax, it would be there.
But there is wax on it that you have to do a pa'ula to take it off and separate it. So therefore, he has a tzad that the Sefer Torah is puzzle because it's machuk. Only reason it's not is because you could possibly take it off. Agan Samai said he brings a raya from Psukim and Parashas Kisavai. Because that's Rebbe Kiveger l'shitasai. Because the pshat is, there's no halacha of mechika. Mechika is not what plays the role. What plays the role is not being legible. That to be v'ibaritom. Loisasum came. So Mamela, if that's the halacha, that's the mechikas Hashem. If that's the mechikas Hashem in Mela, that's why there would be the halacha. How to read it? How to read it? And that's what would make a difference. In Kain, it would be before anything. It would be pashut. There's no chatzis shir. Because when do you say a din of chatzis shir as a minat Torah? Someone once, I had a rebbe of mine, Michal Shorkin Shlita, when I was a bocher. He said once, Chatzis Shir is Asur Min HaTorah. You're not allowed to walk out of the tchum. You're not allowed to walk 2,000 amos. So you shouldn't be able to walk one amos. Why is that not Chatzis Shir? No, this was good for Mesifta Bachar, when I was in Mesifta. What's the answer to that? When you eat chazer, you did a mice of eating chazer. The isser of chazer, to be over the isser, you have to eat a shir of a kezayis. But you ate chazer, even if you ate less than a kezayis. So that's chatzi shir osim min haTorah. When someone doesn't walk 2,000 amos, so it's not the pshat, it's a shir 2,000 amos. 2,000 amos is the cheftza of the iser. So memela, that is the iser. anything less than 2,000 amos, you didn't do not this year. You didn't do the Isser at all. What is the Isser of Mechikas Hashem? If the Isser of Mechikas Hashem is erasing, so when you erase, the shear would be erasing all of it. If you erase part of it, that's a Chatzi Shear. So then I understand the Radzina Rebbe Shaila Gshmak Shaila. L'chayr it's Chatzi Shear or Semenat Teir. But if you understand Mechikas Hashem the way we're understanding it, Mechikas Hashem, the Isser is not getting rid of the ink. The Isser is being vibalitom that you can't read it. Taking a little is not a Chatzi Shear. It's a Chatzi Golem. It has nothing to do with the Isser. It's like walking the one Amah from the 2,000 Amah. And therefore, it's not comparable to the din of Chatzi Shear. So the ones who wear Chatzi Shear or Semenat Torah, they understand that it's Aloch in Erasure. So they're all erasing. So the Shear, the Gansel, the whole Shem, part of the Shem. So Mela, they say such a din. But if you would learn that the Chatzi Shear, that the din is like we're saying from Kivega, you could be over Chatzi Shear, Osam in Atele, you could be over Mechikas Hashem without even coming near the Shem, that would be the din. So I just want to tell you, just before we get to finish off the Shear. What?
It's Chumin is going to the letter.
Why?
Because Chumin is it's like going out of the Chum, it's like going from a Shazam to Shazam.
So you're saying you didn't even do anything yet?
Yeah, but you could say.
But over here you're saying maybe. And over there, you don't have Yemin HaChazos, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to say like this. There was a family that the Mishnah tells us, the Yuma, used to have a trick. They used to be able to write with four pens at once. And the Bnei Kmeitzah, the Chachamim, were Magana them. Because they wanted to keep the franchise. They never let anybody know how they did it. So therefore, it was a thing. Freak de Velt, the Rishonim, sounds like a circus trick. I mean, it's a, they could write with four pens at once. Like, what's the mila? What's the mila of them doing it this way? So the Avni Nezer writes in a place, and he says, because you have to write the Shem Kesidra. That's Aloch and the Shem when you write as a film. So when you write Yud and then a Hey, that's a Shem Hashem. When you write a Vav, if you would stop right there, it's not a Shem Hashem. So therefore, but you have to do it that way. There's no other way. So therefore, you have to do a mechika with the Shem Hashem to write the Hey. You're between a rock and a hard place. You have no way, other way to do it. You have no other way to do it. That's the way you do it. You write the Yud, you write the Hey, you write the Vav, and then you write the Hey. But even by doing it that way, you're invariably being over an Isser of Mechikas Hashem. So, listen, Motish Kembreira, that's the way you have to do it. That's the way the Torah prescribed it. And that's the thing. But if the person could write with four at once, so he's short-circuiting that problem. He's writing Yud K Vav K without having the Vav after the Yud K. Says Agavaldik Emayle. So the Chachamim were Magana them. So it happens to be the Klechem. The Parshas Rei asks, is that called Kesidron? That's what you were saying before. It's Basachas called Kesidron. Happens to be the Maritz Chayes says it was a stamp. They started the Gutenberg's Bible earlier. There was a stamp. They never read it. They didn't want to be Megala, the patent on a... that's a Chodesh Kipshat. But it would be... So then you would see this would hearken all the way to the Rav Heinemann's Megillah. That was the big... the silkscreen Megillus. Could you do it? Which, that's not for now. The whole thing, if that like a stamp. Could you make a stamp to do it? That would go into the Shilas. Is it called Exever? Is it not called Exever? But I'll go about him. What's bothering Davnei Nezer? Davnei Nezer's Yud Kev of... Where's the Mechika? Where's the mechika when you write yud and then a hey and then follow with a vav? You stop by the vav. What did I do to the yud kei? The yud kei is still there. I added something else. The teretz is muchach like Rebbe Kivega. That the pshat is mechika has nothing to do with the ink. The mechika has to do with the context. Since it has to do with the context, so maybe it'll be that din, and that's what we said. We'll have to do with chatzis.
There's no time.
This is really.
There's no talk of the Deva in writing.
Oh, in writing, you mean, because you know you're going to do it after. So therefore, there's no talk of the Deva because you can't go back. If you would stop, you can't be Chayzer. Because we're so I say so like this. Ulai, this is... Yeah, because now it's Yud Kei Vov. You're reading it now, Yud Kei Vov.
Okay.
And that's not a reading. Oh, so Chazoy. Ulai, that's going to be the Machlekes. First of all, that'll be... the aside of what the Ritva and the other Achrayim are arguing. The Ritva understood that Mechikas Hashem has to do with the Metzius of the Shem Hashem. If it's Kvar Niskatchu Hashem, it's part of the Shem. So if the Shem is here, you add something to the Shem, it's part of the Shem before, it's part of the Shem after. What's the difference with before and after? It's only if there has the Kedushas Hashem, and you're not allowed to erase the Kedushas Hashem. So if it's Niskadish, the Kedushas Hashem, if it's here, the Shem, anything you add to it is Niskadish, the Kedushas Hashem. So it's all chronological. Was it before, was it after? That's how the Ritva understands. The Achroinim understand like Rabbi Kivega. They understand the Yisoid of Mechikas Hashem has to do with the reading of the Shem Hashem. When you say La Hashem, that's not a way to read the Shem Hashem. That's a verb before the Shem Hashem. I will go to Hashem. I will go from Hashem. I will give Hashem. That's not the Shem Hashem. So that's not changing the reading of the Shem Hashem. Eloi Keinu and Eloi Keichem is a way to read the Shem Hashem. So Mamela, that's why by changing the Chof Mem, you're changing the reading of the Shem Hashem. If you're changing the reading of the Shem Hashem, that's the principle that's behind Nitpolim L'Shem. That's going to be the Machloik, is the Ritva and the Achroinim of how to learn the Gemara. In Cain, that's the Machloik, is the Briskarov at the Mechus Chinuch. When you erase and you trim the Yud, and you trim the Hay, you trim the Vav and the Hay, it's true, you did. It's Nitpalum L'Shem. They're connected to the Shem Hashem, that extra ink, and you are Moichik, Zakhti Briskarov. And you can't get closer than that. You can't get closer to the ink in the Yud, to the Shem Hashem. That's better than L'Achoyrov and L'Fonov. That's Mamash the Shem Hashem. The Mechus Chinuch understood, what's Hatos mit the Shem Hashem? The Mechika has nothing to do with erasing the ink of the Shem Hashem. It has to do with the reading of the Shem Hashem. If they're still going to have Yud Kei Vav Kei there, so then the pshat is, it's still going to remain legible. It might even be more legible. So therefore, Fakir, that's Bechlal, not Mechikas Hashem. And therefore, it doesn't even start the whole Israel of Mechikas Hashem. So the Briskarov understood like the Ritva. And that the Ritva, the pshat is, Mechikas Hashem is erasing the ink of the Shem Hashem. Ma'ashein Kein, the Rebbe Kive, the Mechus Chinuch understood it has to do with the Kriya, with the legibility. If it has to do with the legibility, that's why it would be a different din. Imkay, maybe you could answer the that's good for the word of the Tikkun. Tikkun is not the pshat that you, if you do it L'Shem Tikkun, it's good. Tikkun is, it's making it more readable. If it's connected, you can't read. So really, so therefore, that's the aside why it's not. The Beis Yosef is just adding more fire. And he's saying, a tikkun is not that there's a heter of tikkun. It's mamish fakelt from the whole Isser of Mechika. Mechika is only halacha in making it less readable. So therefore, the halacha would be, Tarazor, the Mechika is Hashem. So it's very clear how we're learning up the Gemara, that there would be. So I wanted to say two things from the Ur Chaim HaKodesh.
Why would the Beis Yosef need that? No, because really, according
to the Mechus Chinuch, you wouldn't really need it because L'Chaira, you're just trimming it. He's just saying because really it was Yud Kei Vav Kei, there was not. But you really wouldn't need it. He's just strengthening that it's Bechlal not a Mechi. He's saying this word Ki Letikun because it's not Mechika because you're making it more readable. He's just explaining why it's not, and that's the reason why when you trim it, it's not, because it's litikun, it's just making it more readable. So I just want to say like this. I want to say like this to Arachayim HaKadosh. If we go back to Parshas Re'eh, the Pasuk says, V'avadetem es shimom min ha'mokam ha'u, lo yisasen kein la'ashem eloi keichem. So it's a moiridik Arachayim HaKadosh. I'm just going to read it. There's two Arachayim HaKadoshes. In Parshas Re'eh, in Perig Yud Beis Pasik Dalid, the Arachayim HaKadosh, just to read it, it's Kedai. He says, Loi, where is the Makoyer for this din? That Nitpolim L'Shem, you're not allowed. Gemara doesn't bring a Makoyer. One Mandoma says it's Mutter, and one Mandoma says it's Zosim. So therefore, and the Gemara never says, where is there a source in the Torah that you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to erase something that's connected. The Rechaim HaKodesh says, Loi sasim kem l'shem l'kechem. Minai l'moichik ez Hashem, shev v'loi sri, diksiv, it's in Rechaim HaKodesh, Perik Yud Beis, Posik Dalid, in Parshas Re'ei. And the Rechaim says, Ulai, Nischaven ha'kosuv lirmoi shnei protei dinim sheyeshnoi b'din ha'moichik Hashem mishmoisuv shal yisbarach. Echad Hashem atzmoi v'echad ha'nitbol Hashem mele achrav. Ba'omru, loy sasun kein la'Hashem hare azora la'Hashem v'havaya levad elo v'zeh binyina v'omru eloi keichem rom remez chem Loisasun kein Lashem Eloikechem. So that's what's coming to teach us. Loisasun kein Lahashem to the Hashem. And then the Pasuk adds Eloikechem to teach you the Chof Mem, that it should be the Chof and the end of Mem to teach us this din. So it's, he's learning it into the Pasuk. He says it's the Makar in the Pasuk. Vavadatem es Shimon, Loisasun kein Lahashem and Eloikechem. So last week, I found a Moirudik other Arachayim HaKadosh. It's in on the Pasuk, Va'atem Advekim Ba'Hashem Eloikechem. He says, Va'atem Advekim Ba'Hashem. The word Hashem never has anywhere in Eloikechem. There's nothing ever nitpolim to the Shem Yudke Vovke after. There's Ba'Hashem, La'Hashem, Me'Hashem. It never says anywhere in the Torah anything Yudke Vavke with something was afterwards. That's the Hashem, that's the Metzius. Eloikei has Eloikeichem, Eloikeinu, Eloikai. There's different. So he says, Va'atem Advekim Ba'Hashem. We want to get closer to the Hashem, but we can't. Because anytime there's a Hashem, it's only Nitpolim Lefonov, and that's lacking in the Shem Hashem. That's lacking. That's not. Doesn't have the din of the Shem Hashem. So he says, "Va'atem advekim ba'Hashem Eloikechem." You could connect to the Hashem la'achoyrov the chof mem. So memele zokter achaim. That's the pshat. But derech drush in the pasuk. Va'atem advekim ba'Hashem Eloikechem. So again, the rachaim hakodesh is not like the Ritva, because if the pshat would be like the Ritva, it's possible to be with Hashem before. Just like I would be with Hashem, with the Lekechem after. Before and after are the same. It's only a question of how you write it. So, the Rechaim HaKodesh Chof Mem, you see that it comes after. I'm just saying, Raya, that the Rechaim HaKodesh understood like the Achreinim. And he understood the Achreinim that it has to do with the way you develop the Shem Hashem, the way you express it, and that's what will be, that'll be that halach. Just, Feroz, I just want to say one thing that comes in a little bit to the parasha. It'll take me 2 minutes, after 2-3 minutes, it comes in. We know that the halacha is, you're not allowed to be meichik Shem Hashem. Well, there's a halacha. If there's one mezuzah in the whole Ir HaNidachas, you don't destroy the Ir HaNidachas. Because the Gemara says, Loi sasun keim Hashem alikech. So you don't do it. Zog di Gemara, Loi sasun keim Hashem alikech. There's an assay to destroy the Anir Anidachas. There's a lois assay not to destroy the mezuzah. So they say assay doicha lois assay. So some say, a big chiddush, that there's more than one assay, more than one lois assay, because there's a few shemus in there, in the mezuzah. So you're going to be makai one mitzvah of sreif azir anidachas, but you're going to be over numerous, but even though you're being over numerous, you're being over once, you're starting the fire, you're not going and being moichik Hashem. I would say you go on the maisa, not on the outcome. And the maisa would be one. So why would there be, so this is a kasha that says, really Rashi, Masechta Sanhedrin, really bavorns it. And Rashi says on the Gemara, Shenemar loisasun kein Hashem alikah. Rashi learns it's a posik, that it says over the posik is going on Irani Dachas. Also, Bavartam es Shmom, Mitachas Shemaim includes Irani Dachas. And Loisasim King, Lashem Alekechem. Rashi Muslims, Xeris HaKosov, that are mezuzah. Agavorcha, I just wanted to say, before I get to my teretz, I wanted to say, it's unbelievable, when Moshe met the Anshei Kairach, so they asked, they were wild with Moshe Rabbeinu. They said, Moshe Rabbeinu, Katal Shekul Etcheles. Moshe Rabbeinu had to answer them about Katal Shekul Etcheles. It also says, bias mole svarim. Bias mole svarim. So bias mole svarim, you don't do you need a mezuzah? So the Kleyok already is. Tzitzis is the last posik in Parsha Shalach. So the Hemshech HaPsukim, we see tzitzis. Where do we see mezuzah? Why would they be talking about mezuzah? So he works very hard to find the remez in the posik. He says, Al Pesach Oyalehem. So they were standing next to the Pesach. I wanted to say Poshet. The Meshech Chachma brings that the killing of Kairach Vaadoseh was a gedder of Ira Nidachas. It was like a virtual Ira Nidachas. Anybody who agreed with Kairach was called part of his ear, and he had a din of an Ira Nidachas. That's what it says at Beferish Rashi, Masechet Sanhedrin, is Meramis to it. So it was a din of an Ira Nidachas. So that means if there would have been one mezuzah, it would have saved them. Right? That's what comes out. One mezuzah, they wouldn't have been able to all go down, because everything has to go down, the whole rechush. And therefore, one mezuzah saves, and they don't get killed. So that means it's muchach, Kairach didn't have a mezuzah. The Anshei Kairach didn't have mezuzah. There was no mezuzah. So he said, oh, bayis moli svori. Bayis moli svori, hotish ke mezuzah. Oh, frekta yid zeh gut. But the bayis moli svori, what does it mean, moli svori? It means kaifet shiurim, it chedush rabbein chayim alevi. Segeven ksubim, segeven teire. Segeven teire. There was Shemes Hashem. The Rishonim ask on the Gemara, what do you mean a mezuzah? Say for Torah shekosav boy min, yichayif to sayrif. So then, what do you mean, irani dachas, a mezuzah saves the irani dachas? An irani dachas, ey loch min, gadol mizeh, you're killing them out. So what is the din? So it's only in a kosher mezuzah. The Torah says, I saw the Bach brings shittas, a mezuzah afilu shekosav boy min, ain't sayrif. Only a sefer Torah v'svarim, which could be the derech avide, ayid a mezuzah is ayid puts a mezuzah. It's in ishdokin minus in them. Avil shmirah from the meivishter. You're writing sefer Torah. There's already maybe a zika of minus in the sefer Torah. So meila mezuzah there's no din. So meila that does hook that they had ma'iz moli svarim, but they didn't have that din. But I'll kapon him. Why were there not the din of esed doicheloisa say be that din? So I wanted to say it like this. Why is asay doicheloisa say? The Ramban says in Parshas Yisrael, because Ahav is doicha yira. Ahav, mitzvah asay is a sign of love to Hashem. Not being over a lois asay is a sign of yira. And even though lois is stronger than an asay, because you need yira, you can't start without yira. But when it comes at a clash, a collision, the Ahav is vectibra, it weighs over lois asay. Weighs over the Avos Doicha Yira, Dr. Raman, and it's not only Drush, but Kvegin, Gilian Ashas, Masechtas Yevom, Mustaf Hey, brings this down, and he's Mitzayin it numerous occasions, brings down the Ramban and Chumash to explain different things, and that's what we're doing. That means it's Doicha because the Avos Doicha Yira. Not being. What do we just say? Why are you not allowed to destroy the Shem Hashem? Loisas and Kein Hashem and Lekech. Vi Baratem as Shmom. Something that you love. You don't make forgotten. That's not only Yira, that's a Hava. You cannot, it's not only about erasing a little ink. It's Vibaratam and Shimon. You want something that you want to be here, something that you love, you want it to have permanence. You want it to have Hashbor, you want it to have a Fakir, you want eternity to it. That's a Hava. Mechikas Hashem is a love, but it's a hava. Since it's a hava, so therefore the halacha is the asay would not be doicha the lois asay, and therefore that's what would be the sign. Just firois, it comes. I'll tell you how, another time how I tied it into this week's parasha for something now. I'll just say that I always like to finish off the brice and Pirkei Avos, and we say at the end of Pirkei Avos it says. Kachi dak shel teira. Imato isa kein, pas po melach toicho. Mayim bim tzura tishta. Alo oretz tishin. Kachi dak shel teira. Imato isa kein ashrecha v'toichloch. Ashrecha boilam azeh, v'toichloch boilam abo. So we say, sleep on the floor, eat hot bread, drink plain water. That's dak shel teira. If you do it, ya ashrecha boilam azeh v'toichloch. Say over from the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish says, what does it have to say, imato isa kein? You just said kachi d'akshal teiru. Obviously, if you learn teiru, if you sleep on the floor, eat out of bed, drink plain water, it's garnished. It's only because navoz d'pshat, like the Chazon Ish, you could explain to somebody that he gives up in this world and he has in the next world. He has olam haba. you deprive yourself in this world, and Goyim understand that. There's at least some reward in the next world. How do you explain to somebody that sleeping on the floor, eating hard bread, and drinking plain water, and learning Torah is Olam Hazeh? You could talk till you're blue in the face. No one's going to understand that that's Olam Hazeh. Maybe that there's some sort of Olam Haba. What's the Olam Hazeh? The Chazanish said it's inexplicable. You cannot explain it to anybody. But if you experience it, you know it. Imata oisekein! Ashrecha v'teivlach! Ashrecha b'Olam Hazeh! But there's one tanai. You have to try, you got to do it. If you do it, then you could be margish v'Olam Hazeh. If you don't do it, you can't. So I said, I just want to give a bracha. It says here in the Slusik's Parsha, it says, V'atirena amiyaldis eso lekim v'yas lohem botim. So Rashi says, they had Yiras Hashem, and then v'yas lohem botim. Rashi says, bote kohuna bote levia. I saw in the Kedusha Slave in this week's Parsha, he says, v'yas lohem botim mein pshutei kemashmui. They had houses. The Eibishter was mezakeh them that they had houses. Free and clear, without mortgages. They had houses to live in. So to Blevi Yitzchak, what's the pshat? So to Blevi Yitzchak, because Gashmias is a problem. It takes you away from the Eibishter. But if you have real Yiras Hashem and Ahavas Hashem, there's no problem. The Eibishter has no problem with your Gashmias. As long as you have Yiras Elikim, and you want to use what the Eibishter gives you, L'tayv, then you could have it. V'atirena amiyaldo yisesu elikim. V'yaslehem batim. Eibishter said, now I could trust you to have even batim. If you have the Havas Hashem, the Yiras Hashem, lo yisasim kem, v'abaratim es shemom, lo yisasim kem l'shem alekeichem. We're saying it has nothing to do with the ink, it has to do with the Shem Hashem. They have a slant Torah, they have some of the Shem of the mitzvahs. People are being machazik in the benodim lechaveroi, doing things for other people. Ramshmid hatova. So if that's the greatest opposite of leisasim kein l'shem lekeich. Metut mizmar b'kvod shemayim. We're bringing out the Shem Hashem. The Torah is the Shem Hashem. The whole Torah is the shishim ribu yosh shebetayra is the Shem Hashem. The Marsha brings it in Masech the Brachos. The Chacham and Aleph. Vol bizeichem etz Hashem. Zlein agut tavoch. On our guten Tomid, shall be zeichet to have the gashmis in the room as we need. Be over Hashem.
Amen.
Good.